On February 6th, at the Ruth Sokloff Theater, the locally produced documentary Out of Frame, Unseen Poverty in the Heartland, is presented as a one-time screening. Omaha filmmaker Jason Fisher joins us to discuss his award-winning project.
So what we've done is saying 10,000 people or 50% of poverty is this way or that way. Those are numbers. There's people behind those numbers. So we told stories. We ended up finding some people, and those people have real lives and real stories from all walks of life. And, you know, you start realizing it's a lot closer than we think.
This is me and my lady, little spot for right now, you know.
It's obvious out here there's something wrong. Everybody knows something wrong.
So you mean to tell me that now that I have a back injury, in less than a year you're going to come and take?
Do you think people are surprised to find out that someone they work with is homeless or very close to homelessness?
Absolutely. That person can be working with us again. It can be someone that we work with, someone that we go to school with. I've heard stories to where, you know, there's some college students that, you know, get that scholarship and get just enough money to get by, but they're basically couch surfing through college. That is the other view that we don't think of. We think of the person that, you know, is out on the street or panhandling or one of those things. But it's bigger than that. It's a lot closer to home than you think, and we show that.
Yeah, I'm an Army veteran. My job is seasonal, and no sooner the College World Series was over, they laid us off. When I was living in my apartment, when my landlord evicted me, he took everything from me. I mean, I didn't have anything. All I had was the clothes on my back.
Obviously, there's a need to tell these stories. How did you get this project started?
Together, Inc. Had approached me. Mike Kornacek, who's the ED over at Together, had a meeting, and, you know, it just kind of it gelled. And I'll tell you what, you talk about a person with a vision. Mike Kornacek had that. He had some of the funding, but I kind of said, you know, there's something bigger here. It was their 40th anniversary. They wanted to do something for Together. And what we did is we were able to say, okay, sure, we'll do a 40th anniversary, but do we want to do it just about Together, or do we want it about the folks that you all service? As him and I started working together with the rest of the talented team over there, it happened naturally on the whole process of that. So that's how we got started on it.
My felony is almost 14 years old. And it's so hard. Being as far along in my pregnancy as I was, you know, sleeping on the floor, sleeping in my car, you know, sleeping in the park, it drew a whole lot. Didn't have a promising start, but I do now.
What do we do now? Is there hope?
That's a really excellent question. Is, you know, we really let these folks tell their stories, but at the end of it all, you know, kind of like you're asking, what do we do now? There's kind of this saying, you know, the do your part. And that just means it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's providing food, going to donate some time, donating some clothes, you know, coming together and doing that. And that's what I've learned from that. And I think that's the takeaway that we hope that everybody else can reach from there.
Our thanks to Jason Fisher, director of the documentary Out of Frame, Unseen Poverty in the Heartland, showing February 6th at the Ruth Sokloff Theater. More information is available at togetheromaha.org. For Omaha Public Radio News, I'm Mike Hogan.